Hey guys, this is me Arnab, and you're listening to the podcast. It's Raya Singh Reddy by Arnab Chakravarti, and I'm talking about AEW All Out 2022. And I'm really sorry, I'm recording too much late because so many pay-per-views are here. Recently, the newest pay-per-view of AEW is AEW Full Gear. I will upload the gear in another day because it's not another day. I will tell later because the problem is that I'm facing some personal issues. That's why I'm really fucked up. So right now I'm okay. There are 15 matches, the long-term matches. The first match is the Jericho Appreciation Society versus Aries and Ruby Soho. Wow. And this is a, you could just say, mixed tag team match. And Sami Guevara, if I'm talking about Sami Guevara and Tamelo, you can just say Ty Conti, Aries and Ruby Soho. Aries and Ruby Soho played a very fantastic way, but the most disappointing thing is that they didn't win this match, because I was really confused about first, you can just say, if I talk about that, I would like to say that there was a little disappointment like that about Chris Jericho areas from Inner Circle to Jericho Appreciation Society. And right now, they believe that there was something of fucking situation matches. And the next match is Hook versus Angelo Parker. And this is singles match for AFTW Championship. If I talk about Angelo Parker, there was a definite match. And even I believe that Hook was a very dangerous champion, because Hook is the son of Taz. And Hook's father is Taz. That's why he is a dangerous player. He's a very serious, he's a very dangerous player. And the next is Pac versus Kip Sabian. And this is a singles match for AEW All Atlantic Championship. If I talk about Pac, he is a dangerous player in the wrestling industry. I never believed that Pac would be here. But he's still here and he's very dangerous. He's a dead triangle. He's a part of the dead triangle. He includes Penta Oscuro, just say Pentagon Jr. and Ray Phoenix also here. If I talk about the next match, Eddie Kingston versus Tomohiro Ishii, the singles match. I am thinking about it. How AEW is giving Eddie Kingston to a match in Japanese matches, Japanese players, Japanese matches. But I think Eddie Kingston is a great player. Still proving, right? I'm not talking about that, but I still believe Eddie Kingston was a great player. And the next match is, this is the Casino Ladder match. MJF with Stokey, Hathaway, Ethan Page, Liam Moriarty, Colton Gunn, Austin Gunn, W. Morrissey. Defeated Claudio Castagnoli, Will Ryuta, Panther Zero, Vito, Ray Phoenix, Rush, Andrade Alidlo, and Dante Martin. And it's a Casino Ladder match. And this winner is a future AEW World Championship match. So many. Wow. It was very dangerous. Never ever expected that it would hit. And the next it was that The Elite versus Hangman and Adam Page in the Dark Order. The Elite and the Young Bucks. Yes. The Elite is original. Everything is original. But I want the Elite to come back in WWE. Please come back. I'm begging here. I'm begging. Come back in WWE. Please, Elite, and bring the Bullet Club in WWE. We want to see. Every fans was want to see. Okay? So there's my order. Please follow me. My order. If you didn't follow my order, then AEW gonna bust it out. Everything. Business gonna down. Business is up and down. But I would like to show that AEW is gonna feature shutdown ever. because of WWE. Yes. Love it. And the most important thing is, and the Elite finally defeated Hangman at the Bridge of the Dark Order. But I was never expected that the Elite would defeat Hangman and the Bridge. And the next match, it was that Jade Cargill versus Athena. If you're talking about Athena, and this was Ember Moon. She's very crucial and dangerous wrestler in wrestling industry. I'm talking about Athena and Jade Cargill versus her. But Jade Cargill is the true TBS championship. And the next match is Wardlow and FTR versus, and Wardlow and FTR versus Jay Lethal and the Motor City Machine Guns. This was very unexpected that the Motor City Machine Guns was here at AEW. All Out. Nothing would be best, but I would like to say this was very best at all. But I want to see the Motor City Machine Guns in WWE. Because I'm a hardcore WWE fan. Yes. And even I would like to say that. Yes. But if I'm talking about FTR, please come back in WWE again. You're a true legend. You never want to leave this universe again. If you come back, you're still here. There will be the big confusion, big competition ever. Wardlow is the greatest wrestler ever. He deserves it, and finally Wardlow and FTR wins. The next match is Powerhouse Hobbs versus Ricky Starks. And if I talk about Rick Starks, he is a deserving wrestler ever. And if I talk about the Powerhouse Hobbs, he's a very good wrestler. Powerhouse Hobbs with this power man, with his power body, with his power butts, everything is power. He's a power man, and I really love to say that this was very awesome, and I never expected that this would be the most dangerous ever. And the most important thing is the next match is Severe, Swerve in Our Glory, defeated the Acclaimed. Oh man. This is in old days. But next match it was called opposite. Keith Lee and Sir Strickland versus the Anthony Bonas and Max Caster with Billy Gunn. If we're talking about that, we got Trevor Suryer. Suck it like that. Just like Billy Gunn did it. But I would like to say Keith Lee and Sir Strickland was the greatest wrestler ever. And they deserve it. And now something clashes here or not, I never expected. But I would like to say that it would be good days ever. The next match, it was Tony Storm versus Britt Baker, DMD. Oh my god, Tony Storm. And if I'm talking about that Tony Storm, this girl was very dangerous. By the way, I got something new that Tony Storm has joined OnlyFans. It means that you can see some hereditary content, some explicit content. So I would like to say that if you're a Tony hardcore fan, then you can subscribe to OnlyFans and you watch. Taste some good. Yeah. The next match, it was Christian Cage versus Jungle Boy. Because I would like to say that Christian Cage and Jungle Boy, and there was, and even Luchasaurus was also here. It was very interesting. Why I am talking about, because both their tag team partners, both their fantastic group members, but Christian break into pieces. Never expected that Christian and Luchasaurus will be in tag team partner. But I would like to say about that, this is the most dangerous things I've ever seen. Wow. Here. Okay. No problem. The next match, it was Chris Jericho and Bryan Danielson. This match, If I talk about that, so many matches about Chris Jericho and Brian Danielson, aka Daniel Bryan. Majority matches was wins by Chris Jericho and minor wins. Brian Danielson wins, but I never say about that. Never say never. Brian Danielson was a good player. But it's a singles match. And if I talk about Toni Storm, she wins the four-way match. An AEW World Women's Champion. You could just say Women's World Champion. It's a very good thing. The next match was Darby Allin, Sting and Miro versus the House of Black. Malakai Black, Brody King and Buddy Matthews. With Julia Hart. But if I talk about that, Darby Allin, Sting and Miro, they're fired very faithful, they're fired very fantastic, but they're fired with everything that is best in some towns. But never expected that it would get some heat like that. But I would like to say that this was very interesting. Darby Allin, Sting and Miro. Sting was lovingly. Sting is very dangerous. In AEW, Sting is great. But I would like to see Sting in WWE to be various good things ever. The next match was CM Punk versus John Moxley. And I would like to say CM Punk is very great stress right now. Before match, John Moxley defeated CM Punk and CM Punk takes his shot. CM Punk finally defeats John Moxley. And even it makes possible because CM Punk gives 2 or 3 GTS and even go to sleep. And I would like to say about that, CM Punk is now fired in AEW due to WWE interest. WWE interest wants CM Punk to come back. Please show me in the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania one more time. Bring back CM Punk. It's my request. Bring back CM Punk, bring back Matt Cardona, and bring back Jay White. Switchblade. Love it. But if I talk about CM Punk in WWE, it was greatest ever. And why I'm talking about Jay White? Because some rumors are coming about that Jay White is leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's why. But I would like to say about that Jay White should come back in WWE to support everything in the NASA's thing. But I would like to say that Bullet Club is a family. But I would like to say everything. But CM Punk ever talk about CM Punk is the greatest wrestler ever. And he's the greatest match. And he's the greatest team. And he's the greatest everything. He is the best in the world, CM Punk. Why? Because CM Punk is the greatest match ever seen, ever in against John Moxley, and CM Punk is the greatest match ever. As a wrestler, ever, he's a very good terms. And even I would like to say that CM Punk is the greatest team ever. And that's the ending of the today's podcast. Please follow me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many more. And see you on the next episode. Bye. Wrestling Everywhere No Chakrabarti, sponsored by Anchor. Bye. See you. Love you so much. And episode 100. And the 100th episode of TWR. It's continue. The podcast is continuing. Everything continues. And I'm completing the 100th episode. And you can see 101 episode from continue to 200. To 300, 400, 500, 1000 episodes should come back. So bye. Love you so much. Take care. Bye.